Piles of charred logs lay scattered among ponderosa pines just outside the Coconino Center for the Arts in Flagstaff, the venue for the exhibit.
There's some burn pile scars and some small tree stumps that have been cut so that this is much more fire-resistant and resilient forest.
Andy Thode heads up the Southwest Fire Science Consortium. She's giving me a tour of where the Fire Science Boot Camp kicked off last year. 3 days of intense science training for the 11 artists chosen to contribute to Fires of Change.
So the whole point of the project was to translate science through artists' eyes to the public, which is something new for all of us that were involved.
Fires of Change was the brainchild of ecologists at the Southwest Fire Science Consortium and the Landscape Conservation Initiative. They wanted to invite artists to give their unique interpretations of what it means to live in fire-affected landscapes. Wildfires have become more catastrophic in recent decades. Climate change and unnaturally dense forests have led to larger, more frequent fires. Yet some wildfire is healthy for forests. An artist can show the beauty of a burn and the role it plays in nature.
Each charcoal piece from each fire is so unique.
Julie Komnick of Prescott is one of the artists. She drew scenes from 14 wildfires using charcoal collected from burned trees at each of the sites.
Some of it's, you know, really soft and dark and makes these beautiful marks, then instantly seem to blow off the page, right? Others are full of this debris and mineral deposits, so they scratch into the page.
The exhibit room for Fires of Change is filled with projects made from ink, paint, cloth, yarn, ceramics, but also materials found in the forest, like chunks of ponderosa pine, piles of cinders, and even a live aspen tree. A video loops in the background, showing images of prescribed burns.
This is what we burned yesterday. This is all private property. This is all private property. This is all private. So.
For Helen Padilla, the most striking moment of the Fire Science Boot Camp was watching a team of hotshots unfold an emergency fire shelter, flimsy, foil-like material.
It just seemed like this is it, that's all you have. It's not much of a shelter. And I thought, it kind of reminded me how when I look at the science, I think the science is going to protect me like it's a shelter.
Padilla folded more than 900 origami fortune tellers out of the metallic fire shelter material. She arranged them into the shape of a comic book bang.
So I wanted to talk about how at an instant it could all change.
Colin Haffey, a fire ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, helped organize the project. He was impressed by what the artist came up with. He says scientists have solid information on how to manage forests to improve their health.
What we need is new creative ways to communicate that with the public, and that's what art gives us, is that emotional connection to these scientific ideas, you know, that not all fire is bad, you know, the forests actually need fire.
Haffey says most people learn about wildfire through the media. Reports tend to focus on the frightening aspects. The Fires of Change exhibit captures a much more complex perspective, one that shows beauty as well as danger. Haffey hopes that will open up a broader conversation about how fire can benefit forests and the communities nearby.
And eventually, hopefully someday, there will be a 10 o'clock news story where the helicopter's flying around a nice managed fire and they're saying, look at these great effects and look at these fire managers creating resilient landscapes for the people.
Fires of Change is open now through the end of October. Next, the exhibit travels to Tucson to the University of Arizona's Museum of Art. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Sivany.